Good morning. This is Jane reading to you on April 30th, on a chilly but sunny Thursday morning. The front page article on the Times Republic this morning has to do with Watsika students learning from accident simulation. Students at Watsika Community High School learned the importance of driving sober and safely during an accident simulation conducted April 24th. The Watsika Fire Department, Watsika Police Department, Iroquois County Coroner's Office, and Riverside Iroquois Memorial Hospital and Watsika Ambulance Departments worked with the Unit 9 School Board on the event. The event started mid-morning with sirens going from several responding emergency vehicles to the front of the high school where the quote-unquote accident took place. Two vehicles with drivers and passengers were on scene. One student would end up being, quote, arrested for being an impaired driver, and another student would be, quote, deceased. The student body was on the front lawn and watched things unfold as each emergency response team acted just as if there were a real accident. Fire Chief Kenneth Bayer explained to the students some of the things that were happening as the scene continued. Once the outside scenes were finished, the participants and students went indoors to the gym, where students then watched as emergency room personnel worked to save one of the patients, who then was pronounced deceased. The scene continued with the parents then having to be told their child had passed away. Principal Kyle Nevels warned the students that this would be the most difficult scene to watch. "I appreciate you taking it seriously," he said to the students. "If you need to step out and come back in." The mock accident was conducted the day before Watsika's prom and just before graduations in the next few weeks. Nevels told the students he felt the information they received was important, though it was not fun for any of the participants. "This is why we do that," he said of the event and its planning. "This wasn't fun for me either. I mean this when I say this is my worst nightmare. I can't fathom if I had to do that for real. I need you here. I need you to be where you are supposed to be in 5 years. Decisions we make now impact those things. And just like I need you, your friends need you, your family needs you. I appreciate that you guys listened. I appreciate that you are here to share the experiences. This is something that we will hopefully do again." He said that there is plans to have the event again in a couple years. He asked all the participants to stand before the student body, who then gave them a round of applause. "All the people in front of us gave up time from work today, gave up time with their families. I want, on behalf of Watsika School District, to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here today," Nevels said. "This place means a lot to me. These people mean a lot to me. Thank you all very much." Senior Pete Jeglinski and his parents, Ashley and Peter, participated in the event. Peter said he thought everyone did a good job and that it went well, and he felt students learned from it. Mr. and Mrs. Jeglinski said they were happy that they participated. "Now that it's done and it's over with, I feel like a lot of kids were looking and they were crying in the audience. You could see that it really affected them, and hopefully they will think twice about getting in a car with someone who is under the influence." Mr. Jeglinski said, "We're just hoping that if they are in a situation like that, they reach out to their parents and call them so that they are not in that situation." Mrs. Jeglinski said, "The girl that was on the table wasn't even drinking in this scenario, but she was in a car with someone who was. So that's also making smart decisions, too. Even though you came with that person, they've been drinking, call someone, or go with someone who hasn't been." Taylor Chaddock also participated. She said the scenario portrayed that they portrayed was impactful. "Drinking and driving, they think it's funny, but it's a serious thing. You might not die, but if you hit someone and they die, or not even die, you could go to jail. It just ruins people's lives. It's not just your problem, It's everyone else's. Well, weather has been in the news a lot, as I'm sure you know, in recent days and weeks. Here is an article headlined, Woodland Damage from April 17th Storm Confirmed as Tornado. On April 25th, Iroquois County Emergency Management Agency Director Scott Anderson said his office was notified by the U.S. National Weather Service's Chicago office that a third tornado has been confirmed to have touched down in Iroquois County during the severe weather outbreak that occurred during the storms of April 17th. After further review by the NWS of previous data and damage assessment by Iroquois County EMA, the damage that was sustained from Woodland extending northeast to south of Watsika has been designated as an EF0 tornado. The storm damage path through Watsika is still being reviewed as satellite imaging is being looked over. Currently, the damage is being designated as straight-line wind damage. Heavy damage was reported in Woodland from April 17th storm, with outbuildings, trees, and power poles knocked down or destroyed. For the second time in a year, the Knauth Farm in Milford suffered significant damage to their cattle buildings and trees, but no animals were harmed. The city of Watsika had a concentrated area of tree damage, all on the southeast quadrant of the city. The severe line exited the county and continued its path of damage into Kentland, Indiana. Other areas of damage within the county may be reported later, Anderson said earlier. More information was released on April 30th about the tornado at Milford. Quote, after further review of data and site visits by the damage assessment team from the NWS, the damage that was surveyed at the Knauth Farm outside of Milford has been designated as a tornado, and as the path continued east into Darrow, the tornado sheared fairly new power poles off at the base, just south of U.S. Highway 24, near Effner at Newton County, Indiana line. The strength of the wind required to fell the poles in that way earned the tornado an EF2 rating. The tornado continued into Newton County, Anderson said. As we always recommend, please have multiple ways to receive severe weather alerts. Having multiple sources to receive emergency weather warnings is critical because no single system is guaranteed to reach you every time. Power outages, poor cell service, or simply being asleep can cause you to miss an alert if you rely on only one method. Using a combination of tools, such as a National Weather Service alert, NOAA, NOAA weather radios, wireless emergency alerts, WEA, the Regroup app, and local media, all help ensure that you receive timely warnings no matter the situation, giving you more time to take action and stay safe, he said. And here's some news of a wonderful fundraising event that's going to take place in Kankakee County in June. The headline reads, Relay for Life event to be conducted in Kankakee County in June. In 2025, more than 2 million new cancer cases were expected to be diagnosed in the United States, and more than 600,000 Americans were expected to die from cancer. Cancer continues to be the second most common cause of death among Americans after heart disease. To help end cancer as we know it for everyone, the American Cancer Society Relay for Life of Kankakee County will be held on Saturday, June 13th at the Village of Bourbonnais, The Grove, from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m., according to the information from the organizers. Relay for Life is more than just a walk. It is a volunteer-led movement that unites communities to celebrate cancer survivors, remember loved ones lost to cancer, and raise funds to improve the lives of people with cancer and their families, said Michelle Sadler, Relay for Life of Kankakee County's event chair. Thanks to that shared passion, we are working to help American Cancer Society advance its mission through advocacy, research, and patient support in an effort to ensure that everyone has an opportunity to prevent, detect, treat, and survive cancer. Relay for Life will include an open to the public, family-friendly event. Cancer survivors can check in at the survivor's tent for giveaways and activities starting at 1 p.m. The opening ceremony starts at 2 p.m. at the main stage with guest speakers followed by the survivor's lap, caregiver's laps, then the parade of teams lap. The relay event will include theme laps, teams fundraisers, luminaria ceremony, food trucks, a concession stand, fun activities, and much more. Founded by Dr. Gordy Klatt in Tacoma, Washington in 1985, Relay for Life unites communities across the globe to celebrate people who have been touched by cancer, remember loved ones lost, and take action for life-saving change. Since 1985, Relay for Life has raised $6.8 billion, that's with a B. The Relay for Life of Kankakee County, presented by Riverside Cancer Institute, raised more than $265,000 for the American Cancer Society's mission in 2025. Relay for Life of Kankakee County, presented by Riverside Cancer Institute, aims to raise $240,000 this year. Dollars raised each year by more than 250,000 relay participants across the country help support the American Cancer Society's mission in countless ways, including funding and conducting breakthrough research, providing education, and advocating for the needs of cancer patients and their families, and providing essential services throughout their cancer journey. There are many ways to get involved in Relay for Life of Kankakee County, including to sponsor, market your business and show your support in the fight against cancer. We have a variety of sponsorships to match your budget and visibility preference. Contact Michelle Pruitt at michellepruitt@cancer.org for more information. Or register, visit relayforlife.org/Kankakee to sign up for Kankakee County Relay and join the community in the fight against cancer. Or you can donate. Your donation fuels the American Cancer Society's fight against cancer. Visit Relay for Life, that's one word, relayforlife.org/Kankakee to donate to the event or your own relay team today. To learn more about Relay for Life of Kankakee County, visit relayforlife.org/Kankakee. And here's another wonderful community action that took place to mark Earth Day. Watseka students restore Willow Estates on Earth Day cleanup effort. This Earth Day, four students from Watseka Community High School turned their classroom lessons into community action. Zach Lees, Brian Morales Macias, Caden Thomas, and Jose Tobar, all members of Rich Dicte's environmental science class, spent the day at Willow Estates participating in a large-scale cleanup to support the ongoing restoration of the property. According to information provided, Willow Estates is managed by the Friends of the Kankakee, an organization dedicated to preserving the natural beauty of the region. Under the guidance of Dicte and Friends of the Kankakee members Lila Lemke and Susan Bunting, the students tackled a significant amount of illegally dumped debris and refuse that had hindered restoration efforts. The transformation of the site was dramatic. Before and after photos show a landscape once cluttered with waste, ranging from household items to large debris, cleared away to make room for native growth. By the end of the day, a large industrial dumpster was filled to the brim, leaving the natural area significantly improved. For the students, the project was more than just a day out of the classroom. It was a hands-on application of environmental stewardship. Seeing the immediate impact of their hard work really brings the science to life, the group noted. Now, for all you avid readers in the Watsika area, here's a message from the Watsika Public Library staff. The Summer Reading Challenge begins June 1st in Watsika. The library staff is busy preparing for our summer reading program. We can't wait to show you all the fun events we have planned this year. Mark your calendars for summer reading kickoff on Monday, June 1st. Please remember to pick up your Spring Reading Challenge prizes no later than May 8th. Our Ladies Night Out Book Club will meet on May 19th at 5 p.m. to discuss Vladimir by Julia May Jones. Please stop by the front desk to sign up and to check out a copy of the book. Stop in and check out the Teen Bulletin Board in the YA room. We have a monthly teen craft and information about our upcoming events like Teen Advisory Board and Dungeons and Dragons. The May craft is wildflower seed bombs. You can make it at the library or take it home. Our new story walk book is I Want My Hat Back by John Klassen. Head on out to Lakeview Park to check out this story. All drop-in and take-home crafts are available while supplies last. The week of April 27th is Kids Drop-In Craft, Grasshopper Thursday, April 30th. Spring Into Reading Challenge ends at midnight, week of May 4th. Kids Drop-In Craft, Paper Birds, Tuesday, May 5th. Preschool Storytime, Froggy, 10 a.m. Wednesday, May 6th, Preschool Storytime, Froggy, 10 a.m., week of May 11th. Kids Drop in Craft. Caterpillars, Tuesday, May 12th. Preschool Story Time, Sounds, 10 a.m., Wednesday, May 13th. Preschool Story Time, Sounds, 10 a.m., Wednesday, May 13th. Teen Advisory Board, 4 p.m., Thursday, May 14th. Adult Craft, 10 a.m., Thursday, May 14th. Caregiver Support Group, 1:30 to 2:45 p.m. And here's some advice about restoring your property after a long winter. One of the best things about the dawn of spring and the return of warmer weather is the chance to get out of the house and get some fresh air. For homeowners, this is the perfect opportunity to assess any damage the previous months did to yards and develop a plan to restore properties. But don't jump the gun. The first warm day of spring might seem like a great time to get out in the yard and get your hands dirty, but it's best to wait until the grass has completely dried out before getting to work. Raking on wet grass increases the risk of tearing out the grass, which can cause bald spots and the growth of weeds down the road. In addition, stepping on grass while the ground is still wet can compact the soil, which can slow drainage and block the lawn's roots from breathing. Patience should prevail with regard to mowing the lawn as well. A lawn's roots will not grow until the average everyday temperature routinely reaches 40 degrees, so mowing too early is both unnecessary and potentially harmful to the lawn. When the temperatures regularly reach 50 degrees Fahrenheit, then homeowners will likely start seeing their lawns growing. Remove debris that's piled up. Debris has a tendency to infest a yard over the course of the winter months. Fallen branches, stones, even trash can accumulate in a yard, putting those who spend time in the yard at risk of injury once the warm weather returns. For instance, bits of twigs and pebbles that are blown across the yard during a windy winter can be embedded in the yard, making the yard less of a haven and more of a hazard. Once the grass is dry enough to walk on, walk around the property and remove any debris that's piled up over the last few months. Employ a pre-emergent weed killer. Homeowners who routinely spend their summers agonizing over weeds throughout the yard should consider applying a pre-emergent weed killer around the beginning of spring. It's important to do so around the end of March or early April when weeds have not yet had a chance to grow. When applying, follow the dosage instructions provided by the product's manufacturer. Such instructions often recommend a second application right before summer begins. Remove thatch. Once the grass has dried, you can begin to remove thatch that's built up over the winter. Thatch is potentially harmful to soil, blocking sunlight, air, and moisture the soil needs to ensure a lawn looks lush and healthy. Thatch removal does not necessarily need to be an annual task. If thatch buildup is insignificant, then it can be done every other year. Just use a dethatching rake to make the job much easier. Aerate, particularly if the yard is a heavy traffic area once the warm weather arrives. If your yard transforms into a child's wonderland upon the arrival of spring and summer, you might want to revive the soil by aerating. When the yard gets heavy usage, it's easy for soil to become compacted, which makes it hard for air and water to reach the lawn's roots. That can eventually make for a less than appealing lawn. So if your yard is the place to become the warmer place to be come the warmer months, aerate in the spring to loosen the soil and make it easier for the lawn to withstand the months ahead. No matter how harsh the winter months might have been, spring is a great time for homeowners to restore the property around their homes. And now news of a memorial bridge dedication. Corporal Brandon Schreiber Memorial Bridge is dedicated. A ceremony the morning of April 23rd dedicated a Kankakee River Bridge in memory of Corporal Brandon Schreiber. Corporal Schreiber passed away in Urbana, Illinois, after being shot in the line of duty in Sheldon, Illinois, in September of 2024. Newton County Sheriff Shannon Cothran, State Representative Michael Aylesworth, State Representative Matt Commons, and State Senator Rick Niemeyer, Caitlin Schreiber, and County Commissioner Abby Rossiter were the speakers. Aylesworth read the resolution adopted February 5th by the Indiana House of Representatives. The House concurrent resolution urging the Indiana Department of Transportation to rename U.S. 41 Bridge over the Kankakee River as the Corporal Brandon Schreiber Memorial Bridge. Whereas Brandon Schreiber was born in 1991 in Crown Point to Joseph and Lorraine Schreiber. Whereas Corporal Schreiber was a graduate of 2010 in Hanover High School, where he played baseball and ran cross country. Whereas Corporal Schreiber joined the Newton County Sheriff's Department full-time in 2019 after serving as a deputy for 3 years, Corporal Schreiber died on September 11th, 2024, after being shot in the line of duty during a vehicle pursuit 10 days prior. Corporal Schreiber was an avid outdoorsman who enjoyed hunting, fishing, and shooting at the range. He loved spending time with family and his friends. He is survived by his wife, Caitlin, and their two children, Seth and Paisley. Whereas Corporal Schreiber selflessly served the people of Newton County and gave his life protecting the community. Be it resolved by the House of Representatives and the General Assembly and the Senate, concurring that this bridge will be named Corporal Schreiber Memorial Bridge and signed by myself, the Speaker of the House, and Clerk of the House. Commons was next to speak. It's just such an honor to be able to provide to carry this along with Representative Aylesworth and Senator Niemeyer through the process to provide something for you guys in Newton County and Iroquois County and Lake County. Thank you all. Thank you to all the law enforcement officers and families that support them. This is not easy for the families, and it takes a lot to stay in the line of service after something like this. Thank you to the spouses and the family members that continue to support the guys that are out there doing the job. I think it says a lot about the Schreiber family when Katie's out being a reserve deputy for Newton County, and that it's just a lifetime of family dedicated to service. It's been an honor from the get-go to see this through the process, and something small we can do down in Indianapolis to give back to the county. Niemeyer said the process was personal for him. He said he has known the Caitlin Schreiber's family, the Nichols family, all my life. I grew up with the Nicholses in Lowell and West Creek and Cedar Creek Township. They're a great family, a farm family, so I knew that it was very personal for all of us down there. We do far too many of these in the Senate and the House. I've been down there a few years. It seems like every year we're doing these memorials and dedicating a portion of the highway somewhere or something for these fallen officers, public safety people. It's to recognize that what they do and make people step back and think a little bit. Every day, they're out there putting their life on the line and doing what we need them to do for us, especially in these rural communities. It's something that really hits home. It's ironic, and the very right thing to do, to dedicate this bridge that separates Lake and Newton counties, he said, noting that Corporal Schreiber grew up in Lake County and then came to work in Newton County, and his wife's family was also from the Lake County side. It's very nice that it's separating here, and it's got that sign up there for everyone that migrates from Lake County and Newton County. They see that sign every day. Newton County Commissioner Abby Rossiter said she was honored to have been asked to speak. I did not have the privilege of knowing Corporal Brandon Schreiber personally. I didn't share stories with him. I didn't work alongside him. But I have seen and felt the weight of his loss, because when someone chooses a life of service, they step into the unknown for the sake of others, and that impact extends far beyond the ones that knew him. It reaches all of us. Some losses are carried by an entire community. This was one of them. We may be considered small by some, but we've been tested in very, very big ways. Through it all, we've come together stronger, closer, more determined to stand by one another. And that same spirit, I feel, is what brings us all here today. Because loss doesn't get easier, it becomes different, settles into our lives in new ways, showing up in moments, in memories, in spaces where someone should still be, and yet we keep going. We carry that loss, and we can carry each other. This bridge will carry traffic. It'll carry routines and everyday moments, but it will also carry a name, a quiet reminder of strength, of service, of a community that doesn't turn away from hardships, but walks together forward. This bridge stands as part of that story, not just of loss, but resilience. As people come across in years to come, they may not know that story, but they will pass over something meaningful, and that's what matters. Today we remember with humility and move forward with gratitude, honoring Corporal Brandon Schreiber. Caitlin Schreiber spoke and thanked everyone. On behalf of the Schreiber and Nichols family, I'd like to thank you. Thank you for continuing to help me keep Brandon's memory alive. Brandon's memory lives on in all of us. We carry part of him every day, whether it be a memory, a tattoo, a photo, or watching his children grow up, learning to know who their dad was from stories we tell them of the good days and the pictures we share of years past. Thank you to my village for absolutely everything, to our families for the late-night calls, taking the kids when I need a break, giving us the support I didn't know we even needed at times, to my blue family that I lean on a lot and always show up and have my back and continue to do so. Thank you especially to our sheriff, Sheriff Cothran, or as the kids say, Papa C. There's so much to list to be thankful for that he has done for us. Sheriff Cothran continues to go above and beyond for all of us, not just for my family, but for our community and the county as a whole. My gratitude and appreciation to you is more than I can ever put into words. When Sheriff Cothran came to me last summer and had the idea to dedicate a section of roadway or a bridge to Brandon's name, I was surprised at first that was even something we could do. We discussed a few options and thoughts ran through my mind. The one spot I felt would be the best, the place that Brandon had spent so much time at, was on the Kankakee River. From hunting LaSalle and so many fishing trips and date nights on tailgate watching the river go by, the boat landing. He spent most of his 32 short years here making memories with his buddies, his family, myself, and our children. The dedication of this bridge not only is a symbol of our love for Brandon and remembering him every time we cross, but of pride, courage, bravery, and strength that he showed every day at home and in uniform along with his family.